Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a biopic about the famed German-Jewish political theorist and philosopher Hannah Arendt.
She was the philosophy professor hired by the New Yorker magazine to cover Adolf Eichmann's war crimes trial back in 1962.
Yes, and she became a controversial figure because she coined the term banality of evil and pointed out that Eichmann was just a boring bureaucrat who was responsible ultimately for the deaths of many, many people. But most controversially, she held some of the Jewish leaders, at least in part, responsible for the fact that the Holocaust turned out to be as bad as it was.
Yes, and that was a point that I didn't follow from her reasoning. But what was very fascinating were the original newsreels of Eichmann himself during that trial, as well as the Holocaust survivors who testified during that trial. And that was the part that needed to be enhanced, I thought, rather than just briefly shown at the beginning of the film.
Yeah, the movie is more of an overview of her life and philosophy, and Barbara Sukowa gives a terrific performance, I think, as Hannah, and she shines really in those moments where she is giving her speeches where she backs up her political and philosophical thinking.
Yes, I agree with you on that. However, the thick German accent, which is very hard to understand, even at times when they throw in a few subtitles, that became very distracting to me, as well as her aggressive cigarette smoking.
But I thought the movie built a lot of tension in spite of the fact that there was no action.
Absolutely no action, folks. But the film itself, it makes you think about the nature of evil.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.